Texte numéro 116. Video game planes emit real carbon. Why gaming is not merely guilt-free escapism. There's a woman in my social media feed who has spent the past week flying around the world in an Airbus A320. She's not really travelling, of course. She's playing Microsoft Flight Simulator, the latest video game to capture the public's imagination as a kind of COVID-19-era balm. This is a game that uses Bing map satellite data to create a one-to-one scale replica of the entire planet, ready for players to explore, now that the pleasures of physical travel have been temporarily relinquished by most of us. Like Animal Crossing before it, which allowed a newly locked down world to escape to an idyllic, pleasantly sociable tropical island, Flight Simulator is the perfect game for the moment. Video games have seemed to somehow float above the trials of 2020, and as one of the few creative industries still able to continue to make stuff in a COVID-19 world, things might seem sunny for both the art form and the industry. At their best, video games can seem like a radical relief from this world, but they're deeply implicated in the problems we collectively face too. Take the climate crisis. It might seem that, in the form of Flight Simulator, amid a stay-at-home pandemic, we've finally discovered an eco-friendly way to escape. But before you get too hopeful, consider that Flight Simulator's virtual planet is around 2 petabytes worth of data, which players stream during play sessions. The steady stream of data transfer equals carbon emissions, like Netflix or other consumer electronics. But the carbon footprint of making, manufacturing, buying, and playing video games isn't something many players think about. "It's invisible to us," says Ben Abraham, a lecturer in the School of Communication at the University of Technology, Sydney. When someone sits down to play Microsoft Flight Simulator, they're still emitting carbon, even though they're at home, mostly through data centres and their home's electricity. Abraham's central point is a striking one. Video game planes emit real carbon. Next month, hotly awaited new Sony and Microsoft game consoles will be released. They're already selling out pre-orders. New machines mean new games, new ways of escaping lockdown, new ways of being sociable, as well as new emissions and newly mined minerals and resources for cutting-edge tech. In its current shape, the video games industry is not sustainable, says Abraham. Realistically, it would need to look like a games industry willing to do more with less. It would need to give up on the idea of hardware generations, or at least frequent ones. "If we don't change things now," warns Abraham, "change will be forced on us." Adapted from The Guardian, October 2020.